USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Hurricane Ian battered parts of Florida's western coast, tearing down trees and power lines and causing dangerous storm surge in parts of the state. Authorities in Fort Myers, which was badly hit, said late Wednesday that parts of the city were between 3 and 4 feet underwater. To the south in Naples, half the streets are not passable due to high water. Republican Governor Ron DeSantis.
But we know that this has been a big storm, and it's done a lot of damage as it is. It is going to continue to move through the state of Florida. You're going to see hurricane-force winds in places in central Florida, perhaps. It's clearly a very strong tropical storm.
Chevron Corporation has sold its current headquarters in California as it continues to relocate employees to Texas. The second largest U.S. oil company closed the sale Wednesday of its Chevron Park campus in San Ramon, California, to Sunset Development Company. Chevron will scale down operations in a smaller office building in California. White House officials are preparing for the potential departure of Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen after the midterms, as red-hot inflation is not transitory and has officially become a recession. Ginny Thomas, the wife of Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas, will sit for a deposition this week, the mostly partisan January 6th committee announced Wednesday. President Biden this week, while speaking at the White House Conference on Nutrition, Hunger, and Health, asked the audience, where's Representative Jackie Walorski? The Indiana Republican congresswoman was killed in an automobile accident in August. Rapper Coolio reportedly died of a heart attack at a friend's home in Los Angeles, California on Wednesday. He was 59 years old. We are USA Radio News.
This week on the Green Stock Journal, we're looking at public companies dedicated to environmentally friendly alternative energy sources. Blue Biofuels, trading under the symbol BIOF, has developed and patented a technology that can convert ordinary plant materials such as king grass, sugarcane bagasse, and farm waste into sugars that are used to create ethanol and sustainable aviation fuels. Blue Biofuels does this in a CO2 neutral and environmentally friendly manner. With the Ukraine war leading to grain shortages and record high corn prices, Blue Biofuels offers an alternative to corn-based ethanol by using plant-based waste. There are limitations in the amount of corn available for fuel, whereas there is sufficient plant-based feedstock suitable for the BIOF process to replace half the fossil fuels used in the U.S. Technologies like Blue Biofuels could be the answer that brings about a biofuels revolution, producing billions of gallons a year, making green energy production finally a reality. Do your research now on BIOF.
For more on this story, visit GreenStockJournal.com. GreenStockJournal.com.
Virgin Atlantic Airlines has updated its flight crew attire. Ellie Andrews reports from Los Angeles.
Virgin Atlantic's crew, pilots, and ground staff can now wear whichever of its uniforms they feel most comfortable in, regardless of the original male or female design of its red skirt suit or burgundy trousers. Virgin stated that the move was to reflect the diversity of the workforce and to reinforce its branding campaign as welcoming and inclusive after recent moves to relax rules on visible tattoos.
A NASA astronaut is making a giant leap for diversity. Nicole Mann will become the first Native American woman to fly in space when SpaceX Crew 5 mission for NASA launches from Kennedy Space Center in Florida. That liftoff is currently scheduled for October 4th. Let's get another Hurricane Ian update.
More than a million customers are in the dock in Florida as Hurricane Ian swamps the state. A significant number of people are trapped in their homes and calling first responders for help. Sandra Donatelli lives in Bonita Springs. She said she was surprised at how bad it got.
The surge actually reached our condo, and that was really, I think, unheard of.
From the Gulf Coast Radio News Bureau, I'm Tony Maruso.
Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firms online at CordellCordell.com. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Online at CordellCordell.com. CordellCordell.com.